WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Friday to you. You made it to another one. Hope that your day is starting off well. Hope that you are ready for the weekend. Hopefully you get a weekend. And that you're ready to have a couple of days where you can kick back and relax and get ready for what next week will bring. But if you have to work, well, that's okay. We're here for you. A little bit later on in the program, we'll be joined by Little Miss of Little Miss and the Boom. They are a local band that I think the music will appeal to a lot of our listeners. They play a lot of retro-sounding music. Rockabilly, you know, those lounge songs, the crooner songs, things like that. A real throwback, and they're going to be performing tonight at the District Center for the Arts in Taunton as part of the retro pinup night. And I thought that that might be something that would interest and appeal some of the audience. So I'll be over there this evening checking out Little Miss and the Boom. And Little Miss is going to join us later on to talk about it. So I was thinking this morning as I got up, how important to you is your morning routine? Because everything I do is based on the clock in the morning. Because I've got to be here at 6 a.m. I've got to be here for the program to start. And as someone who was chronically late before, I had to find ways to have these benchmarks in time that if I wasn't doing this by a certain time, I was falling behind and I was running the risk of being late. So I kind of put these mileposts in my way that I had to hit during the course of the morning. And now when I wake up by doing everything on a routine basis, I find that it's become second nature and I'm not even thinking about it and I'm staying on the clock. Now for other people, it might be more procedural that they don't want to forget something in the morning. It doesn't matter what time they do something, but they've got a certain order they follow of doing things, and other people just get up and wing it. So I'd be interested in finding out how you handle your morning routine. Do you have to do everything kind of by a strict routine, or do you just kind of go with the flow? I think if you're somebody who is retired and you have the freedom to have your day be what you want it to be, you probably have a less restrictive morning. But if you've got places that you have to be at a certain time, you might want to be a little bit more rigid and scheduled than what you do. But I have it kind of broken down, and it's really the only time, with the exception of being on the air for 3 hours, which I have to follow a clock for. But with the exception of that, you know, the rest of my day, I pretty much have the freedom to say, unless, you know, I've got a meeting planned or somewhere I'm supposed to be or somebody I'm talking to for a story, you know, it's pretty much like, well, I can do that later, but I'll do this now and then I'll do this. And then if I want to go grab some lunch, I can. Like, it's a lot more free. And boy, was it hard when I came here to adjust to that kind of a schedule. I mean, it was one thing when I was in the newsroom, which is where I started here, on a full-time basis, because I had to do a newscast every half hour. So no matter what was happening, I had to be behind that microphone at 12, 1, 2, 3, 3.34, 4.35, 5.36, 6.37. Like, I had to be behind that microphone live all those times. But when I moved over into the digital managing editor role, it was like a whole new world opened up to me because I didn't have any time requirements outside of a once a week meeting. I could plot my schedule however I wanted to. And you know what happened as a result of it? Poor time management. No real focus on how to get things done. I had to work myself into becoming a more scheduled person. And one of my coworkers helped me because she's very organized. So she was able to help me kind of drill down and figure out how to get around all that. And I always say, you know, I'm never going to retire. Part of that is because I probably won't be able to afford to. Part of it is because I love what I do and I can't see myself ever wanting to stop. I mean, would I like to have, you know, long vacations? Sure. But I don't think I'd ever want to not be doing what I do, whether it be talking on the radio or working behind the scenes or writing articles or all the different things that I do. But then the other part of it is I'm afraid of what'll happen if I get to that point again where I've got all the time in the world and nothing holding me back. What am I going to do? How am I going to handle that? So that's why I like having a more rigid, like, do this by this time, do this by this time, do this by this time, and you should be okay. And every once in a while, a monkey wrench gets thrown in the operation. But you learn to adjust. So anyway, that was my thought this morning. That was what was on my mind as I was getting ready. And it's because what threw me off was when my alarm went off, my third alarm of the morning, when that went off, I did the thing that I hate doing. I had closed my eyes again afterward. I had woken up my half an hour before I have to get up alarm. My 5 minutes after that alarm, and then the 25-minute alarm. You know, usually by that point, it's like, I'm definitely up. But this time I closed my eyes, and part of it was because I had woken up about an hour before the first alarm to use the bathroom and came back in and turned up the electric blanket, turned back on the heating pad, and it was just warm and toasty in there. That's a dangerous thing. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails are open on the WBSM app. We are still taking your submissions for our owner pet lookalike contest. And I think I'm going to push that off just because I'm not going to have time to put together the list today for voting. I think I'm going to push off the deadline to enter till Monday. So you've got time over the weekend to find that photo if you have it or snap a photo if you'd like to. See if you can get that cat or that dog to pose or whatever your pet may be. And then starting next week, we'll start collecting your votes and then we'll announce the winner after that. It's brought to you by Wareham Animal Hospital. And the winner will get a $250 gift card, which you can use for whatever you'd like. For example, the person who won the holiday pet photo contest is going to use that money to help displaced pets from the wildfires, I believe. I think that's what she said. I know she was giving it to charity. But you could do that. You could utilize it to buy something for you or your pet or both of you to enjoy. I know Apollo needs a cat tree. Maybe your cat could use a cat tree. You can get the biggest, best cat tree around with a $250 gift card. I keep looking. I just don't want to buy a brand new one because I know he's going to destroy it. So I've been watching Facebook Marketplace for one. And eventually I'll find one for him. But then I'm also like, do I want to give him a big, you know, 6 foot tall cat tree? That just gives him more height he can jump on me from. But I've been seriously debating whether or not there's something actually like mentally wrong with my cat because of the way that he behaves, how he can be sweet one minute and then just goes into total attack mode the next. And then I joined a Facebook group called My Cat Is an A-Hole. And I was like, well, wait a minute. Maybe more cats are like this than I realized. And I've just been lucky my whole life to have cats that weren't like that. Because I've had a lot of cats over the years. But he's just insane. Last night he latched on to my arm, wouldn't let go, you know, biting and scratching. And I just lifted my arm up and picked him up in the air as he's like wrapped around my arm. And you think that that would be enough for him to be like, oh, wait a minute, I don't like this. But no. All right, we have a lot of other things that we can discuss as well. Yesterday we had Council President Burgo on the program. And if you missed the announcement, he is going to join us every Monday morning at 8 o'clock. He plans on coming into the studio. I mean, there may be some weeks where things happen and he's busy and he might have to call in, but he plans to come into the studio on a weekly basis, spend the time with us to be able to take the phone calls from all of you. And I'm going to leave the hour open. And if it's something where, you know, we feel like there's not a lot to cover that week, because there's some weeks where there's not a lot of stuff going on with the council, you know, we don't have to have him for the whole hour, but I'd like to keep that hour open because for a couple of reasons. One, I feel that that gives you more time to call in with questions if you'd like to ask him anything. And two, I think that that's actually fair because we give the mayor an hour every week. The mayor has 60 minutes, minus commercials and the news and everything, but the mayor's here for a full hour with Chris every Wednesday. And I think it's important to offer that same window of time to the city council president. It's not that we haven't offered that in the past. It's just the work schedules of the previous city council presidents did not work for that. And I don't think, you know, under the format that Councillor Morad used, where she was bringing on other councillors, I don't know that, you know, an hour on the phone sounds good. But certainly any time that somebody comes in, when she was the council president, she came in, we did a whole hour that one time that she came in. And the same when Councillor Abreu was council president, you know, when he had the time, he would come in, we'd do an hour, but for the most part, we did a half an hour on the phone because, you know, when you're on the phone, it's hard to do a whole hour. I don't like being on the phone that long. But so that'll start on February 3rd. We'll start having him every Monday. That gives him time to clear his schedule, to make it a regular thing, and plus I've got somebody coming in next Monday anyway. But yesterday's conversation I found to be very interesting. And I put it in the computer for Chris in case he wanted to play it. I don't think he got to it. I think he was getting so many calls from you guys that he never got a chance to play it again. But maybe we'll do that later on this morning for those who missed it. It's about 20 minutes or so. But there were some interesting takes. I mean, you know, I knew. See, that's the thing about Councillor Burgo. He does not shy away from questions. I know there were some people who thought that he was evading questions, but I went back and listened to it, and I thought the same thing that I thought in real time, which he wasn't evading the questions. He was actually saying things that I thought were like, oh, he went there. But doing it in a way where it wasn't a direct attack. He was very critical of the mayor, which is not something new for Shane Burgo. He has been critical of the mayor and his approach to city government in the past. I mean, if you want to break it down to a basic philosophy, if I was going to give you bullet points on it, it seems to me that the Councillor Burgo is of the same mindset that Councillor Morad is, and that Councillor Gomes has said in the past, and that the mayor kind of does what he wants to do, and that he doesn't work hand in hand with the council, but that he's, you know, the Council President Burgo wants to try. So I thought he was very critical of the mayor in a way, but not by being outright criticizing. And I think he said the same thing as much about Councillor Sean Oliver, who opposed him for the council presidency when I asked him why, if we should read anything into the idea that Councillor Oliver did not get a chairmanship of any of the committees. Did that have anything to do with him running against him? And he said no, that it didn't, but that it had more to do with the fact that he had a chairmanship last year and didn't hold any meetings. And I said, oh, okay. I brought up the fact that when Councillor Burgo was the chair of the Affordable Housing and Homelessness Special Committee, he didn't have many meetings, and that was something people were critical about. For the biggest need in the city, why weren't there meetings that were happening? And he said, yeah, but I had a meeting. He said Councillor Choquette got the Airport Committee chairmanship again because he had a meeting. He showed that he could organize and run a meeting, and Council President Burgo said he didn't feel that Councillor Oliver had shown that. And I don't know if you heard that the same way that I did, but I thought that that was a pretty damning thing to say about somebody who was three votes away from being the council president. He's basically saying he doesn't know how to run a meeting. He's basically saying you are going to elect a guy to run the council meetings that didn't know what he was doing. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. I have not watched Councillor Oliver try to chair a meeting. But I can't imagine that you sit in as many meetings as he has over the last couple of years since he became the Ward 3 councillor and not know how to chair a meeting. So that's why when I'm hearing that, I'm like, well, that sounds like tension to me. And I'm not trying to cause a problem. I'm not trying to cause an issue. But it kind of answered my question in a way that I expected was the answer, but didn't expect to get. And I'm not trying to put words in Council President Burgo's mouth, but to me that was, yeah. Yeah, that is why. 508-996-0500. Let me take a break, and we'll be right back. All right, and it's time now to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
What Trump is ready to declassify. The world's biggest iceberg on the move. And how to give yourself a break.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Donald Trump signed an executive order on Thursday directing the declassification of remaining files related to President John F. Kennedy's assassination. The National Archives had previously made 97% of the records public, but some files were still withheld. Trump's order tasks the Director of National Intelligence and the Attorney General, though neither is confirmed yet, with creating a plan for release within 15 days. Additionally, the executive order includes declassification of more records related to the assassinations of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Robert F. Kennedy, with 45 days to prepare a release plan. The move follows Trump's campaign pledge to restore transparency and accountability in government. A federal judge on Thursday temporarily blocked Trump's executive order denying U.S. citizenship to the children of parents living in the country illegally, calling it blatantly unconstitutional during the first hearing in a multi-state effort challenging the order. The 14th Amendment to the Constitution promises citizenship to those born on U.S. soil. a measure ratified in 1868 to ensure citizenship for former slaves after the Civil War. But in an effort to curb unlawful immigration, Trump issued the executive order just after being sworn in for his second term on Monday. Pete Hegseth, President Trump's nominee for defense secretary, paid $50,000 to the woman who accused him of sexual assault in 2017. This according to answers he provided to a senator during his confirmation process that the Associated Press has obtained. The written answers were provided to Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren in response to additional questions she had for Hegseth as part of the vetting process. His attorney, Timothy Parlatore, declined to comment Thursday on the dollar figure, which was previously unknown. The world's biggest iceberg, a 130-foot-tall wall of ice the size of Rhode Island that had shaken loose of its mooring, is lumbering toward a remote island off Antarctica that's home to millions of penguins and seals. And staring at screens for long periods can cause eye strain. We all know that, including blurry vision, dry eyes, and headaches. Well, experts recommend taking breaks every 20 minutes and focusing on something 20 feet away for 20 seconds. Adjusting screen size, brightness, and distance from your eyes can also help.
WBSM Sports.
Bruins home at TD Garden to play the Colorado Avalanche on Saturday afternoon, and Celtics in Dallas to play the Mavericks also on Saturday.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Mostly sunny today, a high of 32 degrees. On Saturday, partly cloudy with some offshore snow, a high of 29. On Sunday, partly cloudy again, increasing clouds at night, a high of 38 degrees as we head into a partly cloudy Monday, also 38 degrees. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with a WBSM app.
A little expose for you. You probably are like, oh, I remember that song. Who did that song? I can't think of who did that song. And usually if you're in that situation, if you're like, oh, who was that late 80s, early 90s all-female R&B group that sang that song? It's usually expose. So that's what I found. There's a few years of music in the early 90s where things got very kind of cookie cutter and generic on the pop and R&B charts. They were just starting to let some of the hip hop and urban influence come into some of it. And they're like, well, who do we want? Do we want the next sound or do we want the next Whitney Houston? And that's kind of where things were. But there were a few gems in that. What is kind of a forgotten era in some ways for music now. I guess unless you listen to just easy listening stuff all the time, because I'm sure that's what's showing up there now. 508-996-0500. That is the number to call in. You can also send in app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We got some app chat messages yesterday that I didn't get a chance to read. So I'm just going to read those now. It doesn't have to be where the conversation goes here at 6:37 in the morning, but I wanted to make sure that I got them in because I didn't want people to think that I was, you know, avoiding them. We just were running very, very short of time toward the end of the show. And that's inevitably what happens is as we get closer to the end of the program, that's when people start calling in. And the phone lines get loaded up and everybody wants to get on, but I don't have unlimited time. And then usually when Chris comes in, he's got something planned, whether it be a guest or a particular topic. But generally, don't feel like if you have something that you wanted to bring up and you didn't get a chance to on this program, unless, you know, Chris has a guest in here, he's always willing to hear what's on your mind. So you can call in and still speak to him. I just see that when the show ends, you know, the phone line's clear and I'm like, no, you can talk to Chris too. But I got an app chat message from Happy in Fairhaven who said Trump supporters will never call out a Trump minion for horrific behavior. This is when we're talking about Elon Musk. They will never admit that they were wrong supporting him. They will continue to bathe in dirty bathwater. Absolutely disgusting. But then on the other side of that, we got DL in Dartmouth who said, so the next 4 years, you will be the champion of pointing out everything wrong with Trump. I agree. He is far from perfect. How come we never heard you point out all the wrong of Biden? Arguably, he was the worst president in the history of the USA, and you gave him a pass because he was your man. What hypocrisy. You are as slanted as all the Trump diehards that you criticize every day, only in the complete opposite direction. Hold on, Too bad you are only geared to call out the wrong of the person you did not vote for. Never heard you protest the murder of 13 of our soldiers and dozens of others who lost arms and legs during the Afghanistan withdrawal. This was totally avoidable, and your guy was never held responsible. If Trump was in charge, you would still be calling him out for it. The Weisberg double standard. See, the double standard here is on you, DL. Because you don't understand how any of this works. And you can't listen to talk radio all day, which I hope that you do. I hope you're listening to WBSM beyond just my show. I hope you're listening to Chris and to Barry and Howie and everything else. But if you are listening, you would catch on that when a person is of a particular ideology, they talk about the things that are wrong with the people that aren't of that other ideology. If you want to hear a radio show that is just going to be, this is so great, President Trump is the greatest person that ever lived, you get that every day from 12:15 to 6 p.m. Because Barry is going to come in and tell you about all the great things that Donald Trump does. Now, he can criticize things too, but I'm just saying, anything that's a win, Barry's going to tell you about it. And if you want somebody who's really going to put spin on it, you've got Howie Carr. You want to talk about blinders of a person that can do no wrong? Listen to Howie Carr talk about Donald Trump. So you get plenty of that. What I'm giving you is the opposite of that. You didn't need me to talk about bad things that Joe Biden did because you were going to get that for 6 hours every day. And maybe even 9 hours if Chris wasn't talking about something locally. So you didn't need me to do it. It's kind of how this whole thing works. That's why we want to have people with different perspectives so that you don't have a full day of everybody just talking about the same things from the same perspective. What bothers you is that I have a different viewpoint of it than you. And that is the number one problem I have with the people who send the app chat messages or who call in or whatever. It's not that, you know, you are for Donald Trump and I'm not. It's not that you think that he's great and I don't. No, we can have conversations around all of that. The problem is none of you who criticize me for it think that I have the right to be critical. None of you think that I have the right to be able to have issue with the things that are going on. You might not agree with whether or not I have, you know, with whether or not I'm right about it. But the fact that so many of you don't think that I even should. The fact that the same people who called in here and called Joe Biden names and complained about everything that he did for 4 years are now going to tell me, well, he's the president. You have to respect him. If they didn't have hypocrisy, they wouldn't have anything at all. Because they certainly don't have lower gas prices or cheaper eggs or insulin. But that's what this show is. That's what this show is going to be for the next 1,458 days, 57 days. That's what you're going to get. It's not going to be wall to wall all the time because we've got plenty of other great things to talk about. Local things. I like to have conversations about things that are kind of, I use the term mindless, but obviously they involve some thought, but you know, but things that aren't going to get you worked up. But there also has to be a place where we're going to call out what we think is BS or what I think is BS. There's going to have to be a place to do that. And that's going to happen here because the people who don't agree with you have felt for years that they don't have a place to call in and share their thoughts. And this is going to be it. For the last 4 years, everybody that thought that Joe Biden was a doddering old fool had plenty of opportunity to call this radio station and express those opinions. For the next 4 years, the people who think that Donald Trump is a doddering old fool are going to have the opportunity to at least call this show and share those opinions. And if that bothers you, if you are thin-skinned that you can't hear and listen to somebody criticize somebody who you've never met, and who honestly doesn't really care about you, if that bothers you so much, turn off the radio until 9 a.m. Go do something else. I don't care about radio ratings. I don't care about popularity. I don't care about walking down the street and having people like me. I don't. At 9 o'clock when I'm finished with this show, I have so many other things that I have to do as part of my job here. This is just part of it. This is just a small part of it that occupies my mind. I don't think about it. Don't care. So if you don't like me, doesn't bother me any. I shouldn't say I don't think about it. I mean, obviously, I'm planning things for the next show and all of that, but I don't get worked up about it. I get worked up about it when people call me names. I get worked up about it when people come into this with stupid approaches. I don't mean that they're stupid, but I mean like they're being dumb about the way they're looking at things. But unlike some of you, I move on from it. So yes, I am going to be critical of Donald Trump for the next 4 years. Yes, I am going to point out everything that he does wrong for the next 4 years. And if that's not the show for you, come on back at 9 o'clock. And if the show for you is a show where you're just going to be unabashedly reveling in everything Donald Trump, 12:15. All the way until 6 o'clock. I see Mary's calling in. I'm not surprised, Mary. Hold on, though, and let me take this break, and then I'll take you as soon as we get back. I don't want to fall behind. All right, we'll go to the phones. And, Mary, I moved some commercials around so I can give you plenty of time to yell at me.
Well, I'm not going to yell at you. you're pathetic, and I'm sorry for you.
Oh, okay. All right.
You say things that I know are directed at me to get me to call, but you don't have to do that because I...
No, I'm not directing anything at you.
Everything you just said the last 5 minutes. Listen, now you're counting the days until Trump's gone. I'm going to give you that because you're pathetic. You just can't handle it. You wake up every morning knowing that you have to face another day that the best president we've ever had is back in the Oval Office. You can't handle it. So you got to mark off the days. You're counting on the calendar.
Well, no, I'll be fair. I stole that shtick from a guy that you probably liked. I stole that shtick from Rush Limbaugh because he used to count, you know, he used to call it America Under Hostage Day, whatever, when it was a Democrat administration. So I kind of stole his shtick there.
God rest his soul. He was a great guy. And I miss him. Too bad. But yeah, I give you that because I know you're suffering. You can count the days and mention it. It doesn't bother me like it bothers.
I'm not suffering. I'm sitting back and I'm sitting back and laughing as all of the Trump voters are watching everything they thought they were getting not happen.
I enjoyed it when I heard Sketty tell you that stuff. You know, you're counting the days. You're impossible today. What a sweet lady. Yeah, she likes Trump like millions of. Listen, the people have spoken. He's in office. And you're always saying you don't like his policy. So let's see now. You don't like the idea that he released the files on the Kennedy murders and MLK. Now the file, everybody gets the
I mean,
you don't like that?
No, I'll give him credit for that. I mean, he said he was going to do that the first time around. I guess there were some hang-ups in being able to do that all at once, so they had it on a trickle-out basis, which so now they decided to just do it all at once. But now, just to warn people, there have been plenty of experts who have seen those files that are going to get released who have said there's no smoking gun in there, but at least now you'll have everything that there is to have. So, no, I'll give him credit for that.
We can make up our own mind when we get to see it. Experts. Who cares about experts? I'm an expert.
Well,
everything that's in my head
the experts know more about it than you, so what are you going to find in it that they didn't?
Now, let's move along because we don't have all day with phone calls. So what about the border? He's securing the border. This is great. You don't like that either?
I don't like his approach, no. I'd rather have it be a an act of Congress that makes it a permanent fix.
No. He gets things done right away. He's not going to fall asleep. Biden did nothing. Don't get me started.
Yeah, but you get things done that in 4 years when the next Republican candidate gets their ass completely whipped because they will probably be a Donald Trump backer, then everything's going to get undone because it's just going to be a back and forth game now until they do something congressionally.
No, it's not a game. Our country's not a game.
No, I agree, but that's how they're going to do it.
Trump is delivering everything he said he was going to do. Look what he's accomplished in a couple of days. You have to at least admire the man for that.
Hold on. Just because he's writing a bunch of executive orders, signing a bunch of executive orders, doesn't mean those things are going to get put into place. There's already challenges to many of those.
Well, naturally. But he's keeping his word. He's attempting to do all that. Now, this thing about the anchor babies, you're against that, too.
Yeah.
If a woman
you're born in America, you're an American citizen. It's been the law of the land forever.
If people are coming here from other countries pregnant, if they come in legal, your baby's born here, your baby's an American. Mm-hmm. If you're coming here illegally, your baby's born here, the baby is not a citizen. That's the way it goes down in my book.
Well, your book is not the U.S. Constitution, so.
They were planning to come here pregnant like that so that they could have anchor babies here. You know that as well.
Yeah, you know who else did that? The Irish, the Italians, all kinds of other immigrant groups have done that forever. But, you know, it wasn't a problem until the brown people started doing it.
Oh, you're going to pull the race card now.
Tell me that it's not racial.
The countries are brown.
Tell me that it's not racial.
Listen, my grandparents, on my mother's side, they came here from Italy, and they waited and waited and waited, and they did every step correctly. They did what the United States government said they needed to do. They came here. My mother was born here.
Great. They had that luxury. Not everybody does.
Listen, you don't come here illegal. The bottom line is that's what you're forgetting. You're making all these excuses to protect them. They broke the law. They came here illegal. Now, that one guy they caught, I saw the video last night. They caught him, they're sending him back, and he was yelling and screaming and saying, thank you, Obama, for what you did for me. Thank you, Biden. They allowed these laws to be broken. They should all be jailed. All the Obamas, even his husband, Michael, they all need to go to jail. That offends you. That offends you, right?
It offends me because it's stupid. It's a stupid thing to say because it's not true. You know that it's not true.
But you know. Listen, if you want to be that way, if you are a man and you want to be dressed like a lady, don't hide it from the world because we know the truth.
Don't be an idiot. You are not an idiot. Don't act like one.
Don't hide it.
You are not a moron. Don't act like a moron.
I don't hide what I am.
No, you definitely don't. I wish you would sometimes.
Why are you protecting? Why you protect the Obamas? Why? You're that much of a traitor to your country.
Oh, my God.
You're a traitor to your country because you go against everything that they stand for.
Do me a favor.
You go everything that the Biden crime family stands for. You protect Obama and his husband. You protect
all right, that's twice. That's
Hillary Clinton.
No, that's twice. That's enough. I got to take a break anyway, but that's twice. Don't be juvenile. Don't be a juvenile, Mary. You're better than that. You can make your points without resorting to stupidity. I know that you can. Resist the urge to be the grossest version of yourself that you can be. Have a nice day. Go out. Have a nice walk. I got to take a break. All right. And if Mary wants to call in again and not make stupid comments, she can call in again.